You're listening to Interviews with Adam, and I am on the line today with Todd Nettleton, who is with Voice of the Martyrs, a ministry that we have been in partnership for a while now, getting the word out, as their ministry has been so helpful at keeping us informed about what is taking place around the world. It's very hard to get that glimpse when we watch the mainstream media and we get all of these stories of what is happening in the Middle East, what's happening in other parts of Africa, and even the Eastern Asia area. But Todd Nettleton and Voice of the Martyrs always keeps us on the focus of the church and how we can be better praying for those brothers and sisters who are being persecuted for their faith around the world. Todd, thank you so much for being a part of our program.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Why don't you get us started by telling us a little bit about this new book that you have available, I Am In. For our listeners who don't understand what that means, that is the letter in, so maybe that's a good place to start. What is it about this this book title that our listeners need to know?
Well, as you said, the title of the book is I Am In, and the subtitle is Inspiring Stories of Christians Facing Islamic Extremists. And that letter N for I Am In comes from the Arabic letter N or Nasara, the letter is Nun, but it is the first letter of the word Nasara, which basically translates to Nazarene. That's the letter that was painted on the homes of Christians by ISIS when they captured the city of Mosul in the summer of 2014. They went around to the Christian homes. They painted that letter on the outside. That was a way of saying, this is no longer your property. We are now claiming this. This is now the property of the Islamic State. You have X number of days to get out of here because we own this property now. And so it really was a symbol of their oppression, a symbol against the Christians. The reason we titled this book I Am In is because we're looking at the examples that we see from those Christians who are facing Islamic extremists, and we're trying to challenge American Christians to live out that same kind of faith, that faith that requires sacrifice. It shows courage. It shows perseverance, faithfulness. But then there's some really amazing qualities, too. The quality of joy that we see in these Christians, the quality of forgiveness, being able to forgive those, even those who persecute them. So I Am In is really the title of the book, but it's really a challenge to American Christians. Hey, let's live out our faith with the same boldness and the same courage that we see Christians in the Middle East living.
It is interesting in our culture today with there's this idea of showing solidarity with those who have been hurt and persecuted with the Charlie Hebdo thing, the shooting that happened a while ago, as well as what happened in Paris, and then most recently Belgium. People are changing their Facebook profiles with the flags, and they're showing a solidarity. And I also saw that as well when this was happening with Christians being displaced from northern Iraq. People had changed their profile with that letter N that was representative of those Christians. But this gets a lot less coverage than the others do when we think about what is happening continually on a daily basis to Christians, especially there in northern Iraq, correct?
That's true. And one of the things for people to understand is that word Nasara in the Quran. In fact, I was in northern Iraq in January, and one of the pastors that we talked to, he made the point, you know, that word Nasara, which stands for Christians, is always accompanied by the word infidel. It is not a term of endearment. It's not a term of, hey, we really love these Nasara guys. It is always goes right along with the word infidel, and it is a put down. It is almost a swear word against the Christians. So when we're challenging American Christians to make that stand, what we're saying is, you're not going to be popular. This is not going to, make everyone love you. But again, that's really reflective of what Jesus promised was going to happen. He said, the world hates me. If you follow me, the world's going to hate you too. Our brothers and sisters in the Middle East, our brothers and sisters in northern Nigeria, they understand that very well. That's the story of their lives. We've never had that here in America. We've never had that sense of, If I'm going to stand for Christ, everyone else is going to stand against me. We may be starting to see that in our nation. And so this book, I Am In, really comes at a timely spot in American history to challenge American Christians, regardless of what the moves that society is making, regardless of how you're perceived by your coworkers and your friends. Are you willing to stand boldly for Christ? And reading the stories of these in the book that have made that stand is really a way of challenging and encouraging ourselves that, hey, when we do make that stand, God will stand with us. God will honor that. He'll give us the strength that we need to endure.
Tell us a little bit about the stories that this book contains. I know that you've met some of these people yourself, having traveled there to northern Iraq to minister to those who have been displaced. Tell us a little bit about what you've seen and experienced with these Christians.
Well, one of the stories that we share in the book, and it's one that's very near and dear to my heart, is the story of Susanna Geske and Shimsa Aydin. They are two widows. Their husbands were killed in the nation of Turkey. And I actually had the opportunity 7 weeks after the murders. I was in Turkey. I was able to meet with both of these ladies. The amazing thing about their story, and there's, you know, we talked about the six themes of the story: sacrifice, courage, joy, perseverance, forgiveness, and faithfulness. The two that really amaze me and challenge me are joy and forgiveness. And Susanna and Shimsa, the day after their husbands were killed, they were on national television in Turkey, and they forgave the men who had killed their husbands. In fact, Susanna echoed the words of Christ on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And the thing, you know, that's mind-blowing in our American culture, but in a Muslim culture, that is absolutely earth-shattering, because the Muslim mindset is, hey, if you hit me, then I'm going to hit you back harder. If you kill one of my children, well, then I'm going to kill two of yours. And so for these two ladies, literally hours after their husbands had been brutally killed, to go on national television in Turkey and say, no, we forgive the men who did this. In fact, we pray that God will forgive them, was absolutely, like I say, just earth-shattering in that culture. And literally millions of Turkish people are watching this practical example of God's forgiveness. And there was actually a journalist in Turkey, a Muslim journalist in Turkey, that said those two ladies, by that speech, by forgiving the killers of their husbands, they did more for Christianity in Turkey than 1,000 missionaries could have done in 1,000 years, simply for showing that act of forgiveness. That's one of the stories that's told in the book. And again, that quality of forgiveness and the quality of joy that we share in the book, those are two that really challenge me, because those are hard things. That's a hard thing to show. It's hard to forgive. It's costly to forgive. But there are so many great examples of our brothers and sisters who are doing it. And God is empowering them to forgive. And then God's using their forgiveness to plant the seeds of the gospel.
It's remarkable to look through these stories and to know what your ministry does. Voice of the Martyrs has had such an impact as a primary goal of communicating what is taking place around the world, is really reporting so that the Western Church here in the United States can be praying and in prayer for those who are suffering for their faith around the world. But a beautiful a subsidiary of that ministry is that we get to see their faith. And you talk a lot about that, and informing us of what's taking place around the world. It does inspire us as well to see how Christ is providing for his people, even in the greatest time of need, and how their faith is made so much stronger, even through the persecution that they're enduring.
Yeah, you know, our ministry at Voice of the Martyrs, we have two sides. One is the international side, where we take help and encouragement, practical and spiritual help to these believers who are suffering. But then on this side of the ocean, like you say, we share these stories. And I'm like you, you know, you read these stories. I think the inescapable result of reading these stories, the stories that we share on Voice of the Martyrs Radio every week, the stories we print in our newsletter every month, you read the stories, and I think you have to ask the question, okay, what would I do in that situation? And the only way to answer that is to go to our knees in prayer and say, Lord, if I'm going to forgive people who are attacking and burning down my house, if I'm going to forgive the people who assault my wife, assault my daughter, I'm going to need some seriously divine help. I'm going to need your power and your granting me the ability to do that, because I can't do that on my own. And so as we ask ourselves those questions, as we're driven to prayer, our own spiritual walk is strengthened and enhanced and encouraged simply by interacting with these stories and looking into the scripture and going to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to be bold in my faith the way my brothers and sisters are being, but I can't do it on my own. I need your help.
I want to talk a little bit now about that other aspect of your ministry, because you have a unique program to help those who are in need in northern Iraq, those Christians who have been displaced. As we're talking about I am in, we are all in this together. In that same regard, we have a way to help those in a great need with these med packs that you've taken, that you're distributing to those Christians in their real camps. They're really still in these refugee camps. So tell us a little bit about that need and their place, as well as those means that we can help them.
Well, the Family Med Pack is a practical way to respond to what's going on in that part of the world. And like I mentioned earlier, I was in Iraq in January. We actually did the very first deliveries of Family Med Packs on that trip. So it was a great thing for me to be able to be a part of that, to see that. And what it is, it's a very simple thing. We provide a plastic bag for you. You fill it with medical supplies. And this is not like hardcore, you know, surgical instruments. We're talking about basic medical supplies, band-aids, gauze, medical tape, washcloths, toothbrushes, lip balm, dental floss, nail clippers, a bar of soap, antiseptic wipes, a comb or a hairbrush, very simple items that you could go down to your local drugstore and find, easily pack this bag, and then send it back to us. Here, our headquarters is in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. We then pack the family med packs, put them in shipping containers, and send them over. And right now, we're focusing on the Middle East. We're focusing on displaced Christians in Iraq, displaced Christians from Syria, to provide. And you know, as I was there, we met many of these families who left everything behind. They left their homes, they left their jobs, they left everything. And unfortunately, in many cases, what they were able to take with them was stolen by the ISIS fighters before they allowed them to leave. And so they were left with nothing. These family med packs are a way to meet one part of their need. Now, they have many needs. Voice of the Martyrs is involved in providing housing and providing food and providing other help. But this is a very practical way to meet the specific need of medical care. So we're inviting Christian families in the United States, hey, pack a family med pack. Go to your Sunday school class. Invite other people to help you pack this. Send it back to us. We'll deliver it to these families that have been displaced in the Middle East.
And as our listeners are reading this book, I Am In, they're going to be learning the stories about those who are in these camps, who are in need of these med packs. And that's going to be a very important aspect of this ministry, is to not only sending off a med pack, but you can actually see the stories of these individuals who are in need and hear their faith. And I think that will definitely inspire people to actually have a connection in some way to those who are in need, as well as just reading your articles and listening to your podcast. They'll be able to have that connection and see where these needs are being met, correct?
That is so true. I think there is a sense of connection that comes. For most of us, it's very easy to write a check. You know, we write 20 checks a month when we pay our bills, and then we send them out, and then we don't think of them again for another month. If you do something like a family med pack, if you go to your medicine cabinet and pull out the band-aids and pull out this and put it in the bag and send it to us, it is a much more, it imprints on your mind a lot more than writing a check. We ask you, before you put the bag in the mail to us, to pray over the bag. Pray for the people that are going to receive your family med pack. We also invite you to write your name on the front of it. So when it gets to the Middle East, we can say, hey, look, This came to you from John and Mary. They wanted you to have this. They're standing with you. They're praying for you. So we want to create that connection between Christians here in the U.S. and Christians who have been displaced in the Middle East. We want them to be praying for each other. And the Family Med Pack is one way to kind of build that bridge between those two families.
What I've appreciated about Voice of the Martyrs and your ministry is that as the needs have been ramping up, as we've seen what's happening in the Middle East take place with Christians being displaced in Mosul and northern Iraq, your ministry has really amped up as well. You've started to do a lot more. You're doing more of these prayer exile nights as well as this med pack and this book and getting more information out because there is a greater need today than ever to be in prayer and support of those Christians who are being persecuted around the world.
There is such a great need, and God has really blessed the Voice of the Martyrs since the fall of Mosul in the middle of 2014. We've delivered more than $5 million in aid to Christians displaced by ISIS. That aid, as I mentioned earlier, is housing, it's food, it's also Bibles, it's Christian literature, it's ways to support the church in that part of the world. You mentioned Exile Nights, and I want to share a little bit about these. This is something we are really excited about. This is an event, it's primarily targeting students. We're primarily thinking of high school and college students, but it could be more than that. It could be an entire church. We invite you to experience what our brothers and sisters in the Middle East are experiencing for one night. You will sleep on the floor or sleep on the ground. You'll eat maybe a very simple meal like they're able to make for themselves. But you'll also be able to pray during the night, praying for them, understanding a little more deeply what their experience is like because you're experiencing a little taste of it to help you understand, to help you pray more effectively. We have the first couple of these scheduled in April. We will be rolling it out this summer to the entire nation, inviting church youth groups, inviting Christian college campuses to experience an exile night as one more way of saying I'm in, one more way of saying I identify with my Christian brothers and sisters in the Middle East.
And it's such a great ministry that you guys have now because as people are more aware and they're more mobilized to actually make a difference with these med packs and they're getting the more of the stories with this book, I Am In, we as a church are starting to come together. Even here in the United States where there seems to be, there's so many denominations, there's so many churches that could be even on the same street. I know when I was growing up, there were like five Baptist churches all on the same street and we never did anything together. But now what we're starting to see is the church is really coming together because we're starting to get a sense of not just what we have here, but what is taking place around the world. And I think that this is something that really does bring the church together.
I could not agree more, and I think that is one of the crucial ministries of the Voice of the Martyrs. It's one of the great things that we learn from our persecuted brothers and sisters. You know, if you're being persecuted for your faith, if you're in jail, suddenly it doesn't matter if the guy in the cell next to you is a Baptist or a Nazarene or a Pentecostal. It simply matters he's a follower of Jesus Christ. He's my brother. She's my sister. And so those denominational walls fall down in the face of persecution, in the face of hardship and suffering. And the church comes together. I was in Nigeria a couple years ago in the area where Boko Haram has been active. And I remember clearly meeting two pastors from a village that had been attacked by Fulani Muslims. And the two pastors talked about, you know, before this attack happened, we didn't really work together. Our churches were both in the same village. And yeah, you know, we're both Christians, but we really kind of, you know, just were separate. We just didn't see eye to eye. We didn't care to get involved with each other. But after this attack, we have worked together. Our churches have come together. We pray together. This other pastor and I, we pray together regularly. We're fellowshipping together. We're working alongside each other. And I thought, you know, what a great, we talk about the blessing of persecution. That's one of the blessings of persecution, is bringing the church together, tearing down the walls that separate and divide us and causing us to focus on serving Jesus Christ together. And so that is one of the great things. And we believe that's one of the great ministries of Voice of the Martyrs. It's one of the things that's going to happen at Exile Nights. People from different churches are going to come together, meet each other, fellowship together, and pray together for our persecuted family. That is a great thing that will come out of these nights.
It's a remarkable ministry you guys have, and I just want to say that if anyone is listening and you read the newspaper, you watch the news, you listen to the news on the radio, you need to spend an equal amount of time reading the Voice of the Martyrs newsletter, watching the news that they have on their website, as well as reading or listening to their radio program to keep informed as to what is taking place around the world. We spend so much time consuming, especially during this political year, consuming all of this controversy in politics, and yet we are missing out at a very key part of what is happening with Christ Church here in the world, so that we can be in prayer for them and support of them in their great need. Of course, this book, I Am In, is a great resource to get informed and to better inform our prayer life to help those in great need. And the family med packs as well is a great way to actually engage with those who are suffering. So Todd, thank you so much. If people want to find out more about your ministry, why don't you give them your website and your contact information so they can sign up for your newsletter?
Come to persecution.com. Our main website is persecution.com. We can link you to some of the IMN resources. We can link you to our podcast, but persecution.com is the place to start.
Thank you so much for being a part of our program, keeping us updated on what is happening with Christians around the world and how we as Westerners can be engaged in prayer and support of our fellow brothers and sisters.
You are welcome. Thank you very much for having me.
We hope you enjoyed this interview made possible by our ministry at Songtime Radio. You can find out more information about our ministry by visiting our website at songtime.com, where you can find this and other interviews on our podcast series, as well as our weekday broadcast, which includes teaching, interviews, and music. We also want to encourage you to sign up for our free monthly newsletter. It's got encouraging articles, and there is no obligation. To find out more information about our ministry, again, visit our website at songtime.com. This ministry is made possible by people just like yourself. We are 100% supported by our listeners. So if you have been blessed today, why not join with the many voices together for that one message, the gospel of Jesus Christ, with your donation to the Songtime Ministry. To make a donation, you can do so online at our website at songtime.com, as well as by mail. Write to us at Songtime Radio, P.O. Box 100, Barnstable, Massachusetts, 02630, or give us a call. Make a donation over the phone. It's 508-362-7070. On behalf of our entire Songtime staff and our own Dr. John DeBrine, the founder here at Songtime, who encourages you to grow in grace and not groan in disgrace, from Cape Cod, I'm Adam Miller. God bless.